This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Wednesday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, May 14th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Johnny Cakes Awville's here.
What's up, friends? Good morning. Hello.
And Eric Bickle stumbling in a little bit later than usual. I heard that Beach Drive had a downed tree.
Not near
that
me.
Affect you?
No. On the other side.
Sometimes you get on the road a little late.
You know what? I think I got on the road at the normal time. It was just rainy, so I guess I was just driving slow. Yeah.
I had to do the alternate route this morning because the GW Parkway had areas shut down due to a downed tree.
Big-ass tree fell.
I've noticed Eric has been kind of pushing it lately.
Mm. I'm not trying to.
I know you're not trying to, but I've noticed.
Yeah. I guess sometimes just driving slow, man.
Driving slower or just taking a little extra time, getting ready.
The older you get, the slower you move, bro.
I go slower up the stairs. I didn't have to go get my little, diet Mountain Dew, but I went and got it. Whatever.
Got a lot of wires there. Hey, it's a game show Wednesday. We're going to play Junkie Shootout later in the show, but even bigger than that, which is not the giveaway for Game Show Wednesday, we have Capitals Game 5 tickets, which we're giving away on the station all day long starting at 8 o'clock. You can be caller 9 at 8:20 and 9:20 on the Junkies, but then stay tuned to 106.7 The Fan all day for your chance to win every hour to get tickets. Of course, Game 5, not tonight, it's tomorrow night.
Thursday night.
Tonight's a big night, though, because schedule release at 8 p.m. For some reason, I thought it was 8 a.m.
No, that's prime time.
You wake up, brain fog. I knew it was 8 o'clock, and I was like, oh, this might be cool, but it happened right in the middle of our show.
No. Any more leaks last night? I think I went to bed like at 9:30 or something.
Yeah, they announced a few more. They announced, the Broncos Chiefs are playing on Christmas. I don't know. Valdez probably has the list. There was three or four that were released.
Uh-huh. And does somebody do the math and see how that affects us and our opponents?
I'm sure it probably does, but I did not figure that out.
You might as well wait for 8 p.m. at this point. You're going to get the full schedule, 8 p.m. I do know yesterday we talked a little bit about the trip to Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of listeners who have tweeted us that they already bought their tickets.
Really?
Wow.
Some are those that you'd expect, like Tailgate Ted.
Well, yeah, I'd expect him to go.
But there are others.
How's he going to check his big-ass van to bring it over for the tailgate? I don't know. Yeah.
He's going to ship it over there on a boat.
That's approved for international travel.
I think that one might be one where he's going to rely on whatever's happening at that stadium.
Yeah, he'll have to have whatever Commanders fan lives in Madrid have that guy run the tailgate for a week.
But a lot of people are already getting their tickets.
Sure.
Hotels
can
and everything
plan
lined
too
up.
Too far ahead. Though that's pretty far ahead.
You just use it as a vacation week, right?
Mm-hmm.
knock out a football game, and then Spain.
Yep. Yeah, you see the sights in Madrid.
I guess.
And this again, this is something that rankles Jason, and I've picked up on it. People love to call it Madrid, Spain. Everybody knows Madrid is in Spain. Yeah. That's like saying Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
I don't know that I ever hear anybody say Madrid, Spain.
I've heard it a couple times this week. And everybody knows where Madrid is, I think. Anybody
they
that's
should.
Gone to school for more than, I don't know, a
anybody
year.
Anybody has had a clue.
They know where Madrid is.
Do you think if we asked our caller from a couple days ago.
No, he wouldn't.
The caller, Randall, who said, I don't even remember how he pronounced Ovechkin.
Remember. He called him Alex Chavechkin, I believe was the way he pronounced it.
And then he didn't know who Jaden Daniels was, even after he gave him a J and a D.
Yeah, he might struggle with it.
He might not know Madrid, Spain.
He might not know. He might be the same guy that went on Wheel of Fortune recently. When
yes, I sent that clip to Valdez. I wanted to play
when basically all of the letters are out, and there are like maybe two letters missing.
No, I think one at the end.
Maybe there's one. And
it was rent a pedal boat.
It was renting a pedal, P-E-D-A-L boat.
Not a paddle
not
boat.
Not a paddle boat.
Pedal boat.
The first, I guess Valdez has the clip.
Alex Chavechkin.
Oh, yes. That that's clip. Okay. So the first person guesses, they guess paddle boat. And of course, Pat Sajak. By the way, I thought he was retired. Did he not retire from Wheel of Fortune? Is he back?
They made some announcement that he was doing some return.
Ah,
well,
okay.
How long ago was it?
I don't know.
How long ago was the actual?
I think
it just went viral.
I think it's recent. Oh. So the first person looks at it. First of all, there's five letters for pedal, not six, because paddle has six letters.
And P and I think D were up there.
Correct.
Not DD.
Right. So then.
So a P, a D, and I want to say an E was up there.
Then the next guy goes, he gets one more
How
letter.
You have one E make, and not the other
to make
E.
it even easier.
Because it's pedal, not paddle.
Yeah, it's pedal instead of paddle.
Oh, P-E-D-A-L.
So they guess
yeah.
paddle the first time, they get the buzz. Then somebody gets an additional letter, and he goes, I'm ready to solve. And he says, renting a paddle boat again.
Even though there's no A or two D's.
No.
By the way, that was 2022.
Oh, okay, so some reason it went viral.
Resurfaced. I don't know
So
why.
Let me just tell you. That
it's still funny, though.
Then it comes up that the next two contestants... There's only one letter left.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
It's the letter L, P-E-D-A,
yeah.
blank. Everything else is there.
Yeah.
And the guesses were, can I buy, or not buy,
can I guess a W?
Yeah. And I think an M.
Yeah, it's bad. It
a P-D-A-L.
And
P-D-A-M.
Sticking with game shows, Valdez, if I were ever going to go on Jeopardy, which there's a less than 1% chance because I'm too dumb. But if I ever were to go and appear on the game show Jeopardy, 2 days ago would have been the day because it was three dullards. They didn't know anything. And the person that won, I think won with like $4,500 or $5,000, which is just a very small
peanuts
paltry number. I mean, usually if you win Jeopardy, you're in like the 10K, 12K, maybe $15,000 range. I mean, these people couldn't have been more clueless. I feel like I could have hung with them.
I've never, you know, written down like a bucket list, and I don't know if this would be a bucket list thing, but I've always thought I want to apply for some of the dumb game shows like Press Your Luck or something like that. I could do. Why don't I do that?
So, what was the final payout on guessing this?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I don't remember.
Oh, I mean, it's for some reason it went viral. I guess it was old, but. Aren't
it says
you amazed?
March 17th, 2022.
Aren't you amazed
that they couldn't get that?
Yeah. P-E-D-A blank.
Yeah.
And you have boat.
Yeah. Pretty stupid.
Yeah. I mean, it's just rudimentary. You got to be able to pull it.
I think I've been on a paddle boat and a pedal boat.
I was on a paddle / pedal boat on Sunday.
Oh, you were?
Where?
At Rio.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm.
It's $30. $30 if you want a character. Mm. Of course, we did the character. We got on a swan.
How long do you get to rent? Paddle / pedal boat for so it's a dollar a minute.
30 minutes. So it was two dads, two kids.
It's a good scam.
Exhausting.
No.
No.
What's interesting about it, and me and my buddy Giovanni were trying to figure it out. If you actually pedal faster, you don't go faster for some reason.
Right. You just pedal slow.
So you just have to just do a nice little easy pace.
Hmm.
Girls had a good time. I did it with my mom. Before she passed, like 5 or 6 years ago with Isabella,
uh-huh.
which I actually think about it, it's surprising because I'm not saying it is death-defying, mm-hmm. but you got to be a little careful getting on and off that little boat.
Of course, you got to step down. You got to slide.
They don't make
into
you wear
it.
A life preserver.
Yes, you have to wear a
life preserver. So, did they have one for Isabella when she was little?
Yeah,
they did. Okay,
dude, that's they print money. Mm-hmm. They print money there on a good day when the weather's nice. I mean, that place was packed. Parked on the 7th floor parking lot. You know, all the restaurants there, and then the lake. I mean, I don't know. It's probably a pretty good business.
You haven't been in like 10 years.
Buy 20 paddle boats, whatever.
Yeah.
Have a couple that are swans, dragon, whatever.
So many liability issues, so much insurance that you got to buy.
I don't know.
Upkeep on the facilities.
They had a line.
I'm out.
Upkeep on the facilities.
Upkeep on the boats. The boats probably aren't cheap. You have a very, like,
I think they're making good money.
Attitude towards that business model.
What's the upkeep?
I don't know. Make sure your boat
it down a little bit.
Make sure your boat doesn't sink. doesn't have a big hole in it. I don't know. I'm gonna guess those guys aren't filthy rich.
I'm not saying filthy rich, but I think it's a pretty good little business.
Okay, maybe it's a good little side hustle.
If you're making $30 for half an hour and you got like 30 boats,
yeah.
Don't worry about it.
And you're cranking that out.
I'm sure it's fine. I'll tell you whose boat's sinking, the Nats' boat's sinking. Oh. What a difference a week makes.
They've scored 15 runs in the 7-game losing
streak. We had Mike on a week ago, and they were 17-19, I'm pretty sure, maybe 17-20.
Yep.
And then they just keep losing. And that's fine. Nobody expected anything really this year, but I was so excited that they were hovering around 500, you know, 30 some games in. And now it looks like I think we're actually behind. Last year's pace. In fact, a friend of mine told me we're not that far away from 19-31.
Yeah.
Maybe we're going to make a miraculous turnaround.
I want to say last year around this time, I want to say they were either 500 or maybe even better than 500. Maybe a game above 500.
At this time last year?
Close to it.
There are a couple people online who were saying, you guys got to ask him the tough questions. Davey should be gone. He's not going to throw Davey Martinez under the bus.
He loves Davey.
He's not going to do that.
Yeah.
So we could ask any style of question. He's going to answer it in support of his manager.
Right.
Of course.
Always. He's not going to say, you know what? You're right. He's making some curious decisions with the lineup.
Davey Martinez.
I don't really like what he's doing with the bullpen. He's not going to say that.
All right, last year on May 14th, they beat the Chicago White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
They were 20-20 last year.
Yeah, wow.
So they're three games worse with a better roster.
Right.
We assume a better roster.
Bullpen has failed this team on many occasions.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, but the offense is dead right
not
now.
Too.
It's dead.
It doesn't help.
Josh Bell's hitting 143.
Yeah. Dylan Cruz, 181.
Dylan is doing Dylan things. I mean,
had a nice catch the other day.
I saw.
Had a home run over the weekend.
But I
didn't see that.
I hate having Mike on when they're losing seven in a row. That sucks. Even though he'll be chipper, you won't even know.
Yeah,
he'll sound like they've won 15 in a row.
Yeah.
Yep. Mike will join us coming up at 9 o'clock today. Also, we have Joe House, podcaster for The Ringer. We'll talk some Wizards with him. He'll join us at 7:20. Denny McCarthy, PGA golfer at 8:20. That's all right here on the Junkies. And remember, Caps tickets, 8 o'clock hour, 9 o'clock hour. You be caller number 9, right around 8:20 and 9:20. But we're giving them away on this station all morning long, all the way up until 5 o'clock. That's here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.